is how I read it, but I
would have... A lot of arcane stuff, too, about the injured reserve list. In pre-53-man cut down, like a certain limit of how many guys you can designate for return. So a lot of vagaries like that involved here.
I would have just told Skylar Thompson, like, hey, man, great job. If one of our guys like Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph or if Will Howard gets hurt again,
we'll call
you'll be our first call. Yeah, that's what I would have done.
And if somebody else picks you up, go with God, man.
Right.
Hope it works out for
you. That's how I would have done it, but I don't think this is a make or break thing. It's just you're trying to find your next young quarterback, and the Steelers haven't exactly done a great job in the process of handling young quarterbacks since Ben Roth, really since Mason Rudolph was drafted. Beanie Bishop was cut. I mean, just a tremendous fall in a brief amount of time for him, where he was their camp star in 2024 and then went out and looked like he was worthy of being an NFL player after going undrafted. Like, hey, this dude is maybe someone that, you know, like a Ryan Clark in the secondary.
He's going to be undrafted, a true diamond guy in the rough. Yeah.
Yep. And they straight up released him. No trade in the works there either. Given the lack of good cornerbacks in the NFL, I would think a team would see four interceptions and want to at least take a shot. I would imagine, Chris, he gets picked up on waivers by somebody.
I would think I'd be stunned if he cleared. I mean, he's not a big guy, but there are plenty of guys who are smaller in stature who can play slot corner, who show a knack for playmaking and just getting their nose dirty and just are being around the ball. Like, being, what is he, 5'8", probably? That's not a deal breaker. And then what I don't get is I want to know what happened in the time between he gets the nod as like a starter, an undrafted free agent who rises to the starting lineup essentially, and Cam Sutton being eligible to come back to the roster, that had them so hot to trot to get his ass stapled to the bench like as soon as they possibly could. Because if it's just Mike Tomlin trusts his guys and trusts veterans, that's a BS excuse.
They clearly think that Trice has more of a future because they're willing to burn one of those IR designated to return spots on a guy who 3 years into his career can't stay healthy. And that was the same issue he had in college, the biggest reason why he fell to the 7th round in that draft. I agree with Mark Cabali on something, who I think is a great Steelers insider, who does an amazing job of covering the team.
And no one bets 1,000.
And that is why Pat McAfee handpicked him to be his Steelers correspondent.
Mm.
Cabali's theory was he thinks the Steelers look beyond 1 year, even though they say things like it's all about 2025, and they see Darius Slay in his 30s, and they see Jalen Ramsey in his 30s, and they think we might very soon need another outside corner. Trice does that, and Bishop does not. So Bishop is now third-string nickelback. Trice might be third-string outside corner, but he might be a backup competing for a starting job as early as next summer.
I mean, it's just,
and I think that
it's a
does
huge
make
injury.
Sense.
It's still just the injury red flags and red tape there make me, I want Corey Trice to succeed because the physical skill set makes it very tantalizing to imagine what he could be if he was healthy, but it's already been an injury pockmarked career follow on the heels of an injury pockmarked college career. I just, usually that doesn't suddenly reverse itself, Pony. Would you agree?
He's like a Bo Bennett type where just the injuries
Bo
are
is
constant. It's
Bennett
an operation board type thing.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, I'm not injury prone, I think it's thrown around too much, but the guy wasn't healthy in college. That's why he slipped to where he did. Hasn't been healthy in the pros. I love the idea that he'll eventually get his medical situation better and he just will stay healthier, because I do think staying healthy is something of a skill, but I'm not going to hold my breath for it because it doesn't seem likely. I do think in principle what Cabali is describing there is accurate and correct. I'm just not overly enthusiastic about it actually coming to pass that way.
At least two defensive linemen who the insiders thought would get cut today made the team. They kept 8. Most roster projections had them at 6. Harmon, Benton, Hayward, Loudermilk, Black, and then you'd see Logan Lee or one of the other guys on there. They kept 8. So they kept an extra guy because Harmon's not going on the IR, but isn't going to be available. So that explains why you would have one extra guy in that regard. The second extra guy makes me think one of two things, that either they're still wondering like if Hayward is going to pull a fast one on them. Now, I think personally that's the less likely of the two scenarios, but I'm at least going to throw that out there. And then the other one is, I've heard that Benton isn't healthy. So if Benton is less than 100%, are they looking at the next 12 days thinking there's a chance that they're going to be without Harmon and Benton in New York against the Jets? And that's why you would need the two extra defensive linemen who wouldn't otherwise make the team and would be on the practice squad or would just be out on their ass.
Yeah, that still seems likelier than Hayward just being... Yeah, at risk of pulling a fast one on
Although him. The Schefter comment today is still just a weird one. I think Cam Hayward talked about how he was willing to retire. I have not heard
that
anywhere.
All right, I'm still going to float my theory. I think the fact that Pat McAfee shows robust and very efficient social media team that he has getting clips out on X and everything else, the fact that they didn't do it in this case, the fact that Schefter has not followed up, to my knowledge, to his, 10 million followers probably at this
point?
Does
he have 10 million?
I bet you he does.
Man.
I think I've been stuck in like the 41 or 42,000 range for literally like 3 years now. I think I'm getting shadow banned.
Donnie, I feel like you grow yours like exponentially. Every time I look at your Twitter followers, it's up like hundreds from the last
Donnie's
time I checked.
Donnie's at 16,000.
Do you agree with that? I feel like you're just on a steady ascent here.
I think I've seen 42,900 on mine for like the last 6 months.
You're a budding personality.
And you have what?
Pony has 119,500. He's going to be at 130,000 by the time the season starts.
What makes you say that? I don't think I'm going to gain 11,000. What am I going to do? I'm going to have another Ayuk scoop that blows up in my face?
I think you've been on a steady upward climb, and I think people respond to rage bait, and I think you are good at tweeting that out. Like did you see the one he had today, Don? It was great. He just randomly decided to write, Kenny Pickett is greater than Sean Clifford.
Well, yeah, because Sean Clifford got cut. That's
but
why it wasn't random. Well, because it's Pitt and Penn State, and they both have fans that care about our show.
That's getting punched in the balls is a lot more pleasant than getting kicked in the balls. Anyway, hope everybody's glad that I broke down that tale.
I would actually agree with that.
Yes,
I'd rather get punched
bigger,
in the balls than kicked in the
balls.
Yes,
the legs are bigger muscles. You can apply a ton more force. I'd rather get knocked out with a punch than knocked out with a roundhouse kick.
Speaking of balls, the Raiders just sent out a picture of Kenny Pickett, our newest pickup 3 minutes ago, making it official. Mm. And again, those hands on that football just look...
They look like they're stretching for everything they're worth to get a good grip.
What happened to the finger growing exercises he was doing?
I think he got a quarter inch on the fingers and then he just gave up. I think he got to the 8 3/4 inch hand span. Those hands, yeah, they just...
Yeah. Are he and Teddy Bridgewater the only two quarterbacks in the NFL to both wear two gloves?
I mean, Kurt Warner did back in the day.
Current guys.
Current guys?
Is that it?
Boy, I think that probably
Teddy
is
and
it.
Kenny?
Probably is.
Wouldn't Manning do it later in his career?
Yeah, I'm talking about guys right now.
His career.
I'm talking about today, Junior.
And Teddy
I think
Bridgewater.
It's just those two, an elite fraternity.
Let's see, Teddy Bridgewater's hand span. I would like to find the hand span there. Which QB has the smallest hands? Kenny Pickett. You just go to the AI well, and there's his picture. Bridgewater had 9 1/4 inch hands, though. That's normal pro quarterback hand size, Pony.
One person out there who is celebrating the release of Beanie Bishop is 93.7 The Fan's Doug Whaley.
I thought you were going to say
the former Steelers front office man who said this about Bishop earlier this summer.
When you think about this, when you get invited to someone's house, and that's basically when you're in their house, that locker room, how sacred it is. And for them to be invited guest over and for him to do this, it just shows how unprofessional, but to the core, what type of person.
Mm. He was
now that I'm hearing that,
happy to see him get cut.
I'm hearing that Doug clip again. All I can think of is the Rick James sketch from Chappelle's Show. You think I'd go over to Charlie Murphy's house and stomp dirt all over his couch?
It sounds like
getting cut. Yeah, I stomped dirt over Charlie Murphy's couch.
It also sounds like getting cut by the Steelers save Beanie Bishop a Doran Dickerson ass kicking.
It's ridiculous. I mean, he's a professional football player. Act like a professional. I was up at Penn State. My son had a basketball tournament 2 months ago, and Bob Palko, who was my high school coach, as everybody knows, coaches for Penn State, and he gave me, my sons, Rochelle, a tour of the Penn State facility. I would never think in a million years to do something like that. I'm sure that there was nobody around where he did that. And I know one thing, if this was back in 2009, and me and my teammates were in the locker room, we would have jumped his little punk ass.
Would have jumped his little punk ass. Who would have been in on that? Your Henry Heinoskis.
Heinoski going about 6 feet.
Your Lucas Nix.
Lucas Nix, scary big guy.
Your Lumpies.
Lumpy would have been in there. Who else? Was Brightus still the punter back then?
Don't forget about Lumpy. He would have really been mixing it up.
If Dave Brightus was still their punter back then, I think he'd have done the most ass-kicking of all.
Now Stanford's offensive coordinator.
Brightus is 39, so he would have been, I think, done right then.
Yeah.
Dorn has said
Jabal Sheard would have picked him up and thrown him right through a glass window. That little punk ass.
Yeah, Dave Brightus, I think Dorn would have probably vouched for his ability to pick Beanie Bishop up with one arm and beat him up.
Yep. All right, Beanie Bishop cut. Chuck Clark and James Pierre cut, but the prevailing thought is those are paperwork moves. Those guys don't go to waivers. So they bring the guys into the coach's office or GM's office and say, hey, look,
you're getting
we're
cut,
not
but
actually
you're on the
cutting
team.
You. We're putting you here, and then we're going to sign you back the next day. So pretty please don't sign with anybody else. Why would you? We like you here. You
literally
know our
spent
playbook.
The entire camp yep. here. What are you going to do? Yes. Very much a paper.
15. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums. 724-443-5610. It is NFL cut down day. The Steelers roster was released about 45 minutes ago. We are picking through it, parsing it, looking at the moves, trying to figure them out. And we'll see what's next, if there's another trade or free agent pickup or waiver claim. I believe the waiver claim period is between now and either noon or 1 o'clock tomorrow. And it goes from reverse order of finish. So the Titans would have first dibs on any guys who got cut, and the Steelers would be in the bottom half of the league after going 10-7 last year. All right, Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Operation Shutdown. Our guy Derek Bell, he's really good on Twitter and on all social media platforms, breaking down Steelers film, going back and watching the All-22 and doing thorough breakdowns on these guys. So given what today is all about, roster cuts and looking at guys on other teams and the Steelers' decisions, he's the perfect guy to talk to. Derek, let's start with the decision for the time being to have four quarterbacks on the roster. Did you feel like Skylar Thompson did enough to make you think in two preseason games, yeah, I don't care that he's 28 years old and his regular season numbers aren't great. He is worthy of being on the Steelers roster this season.
Yeah, a little bit surprised by that. I do think that Skylar made things interesting over the last couple games in the preseason, just being real decisive with the football, but also staying aggressive. I do think that he did a lot of good things. I thought that, you know, the most obvious outcome to me still feels like Will Howard goes to IR at some point and then maybe returns. But, you know, it's kind of conflicting information because they've been kind of vague about maybe not wanting to do that, because the thing is, if he's on IR, he can't practice with the team. And as a rookie, you know, you kind of want to try to get him some reps, even though it's, you know, third, fourth string, you're probably not going to be getting many to begin with. So they got some interesting decisions to make. The one thing that I would just point out, like you guys know, is just the bottom part of the 53-man roster is always so fluid. So you got to be just kind of on your toes over these next kind of 36, 48 hours, as we get a lot of interchangeable parts.
Derek, how good do you think Will Howard is? You watched his Ohio State tape. You watched him at the end of last year. They got him in the sixth round. I think they were thrilled to get him there. But do you actually see upside that he can one day be an NFL starting quarterback?
I had a fourth-round grade on Will Howard, so I thought that where they got him was actually a good value. I would say that I'm hesitant on him being, you know, an NFL starter necessarily, but I thought that he could kind of be similar a little bit to Mason in terms of being like a quality backup. But, you know, got good size, 6'4", 240. I think he's a decent NFL athlete. I thought the touch on his throws, especially in the intermediate area, was really nice. I mean, he didn't take sacks. He navigated the pocket pretty well. Really tough player as well. I'm just not sure I'd necessarily see, like, the upper echelon, you know, playmaking ability in terms of, you know, when there's pressure, navigating through that, the second reaction plays. I don't necessarily think that he's got a, you know, an A-tier caliber of arm either. So I think he's a solid backup when things around him are good. He'll be able to kind of, you know, navigate those and, you know, lead your team. But I'm not necessarily sure I see, like, a difference maker at quarterback.
To put a finer point on that, Derek, when people looked at the height and weight with him, you know, the whole he's the exact same height, the exact same weight as Josh Allen. He played for the biggest school right now in college football. He wasn't somebody that was cleaning up and cleaning the clocks of people in the Sun Belt Conference or the MAC. I just think it's hard for maybe people who aren't crunching the tape like you are to reconcile the measurables with the performance at Ohio State down the stretch, and they scratch their heads and they say, well, how can that guy not be at least an early day two pick? Like, I think that's the thing that people struggled with Will Howard, given all the other things he seemed to have going in his favor.
Yeah, I think some of the things kind of maybe working against him in that regard. I think with the NFL, they are, I mean, it's a tools and traits based league. So you're looking for guys that are, you know, that have a lot of upside in terms of being the uber impressive athletes or having the rocket arms. And that's really not like where Howard, you know, excels. I think that Howard's played in multiple offenses. He's, you know, proven that he can operate NFL Sunday caliber concepts, like going through full field progressions. I think the accuracy to the first and second level is pretty good too. And like I said, he's really tough. He'll take hits in the pocket. I think his pocket habit navigation skills are definitely Sunday caliber. I'm just not sure that I think the NFL, like when the pockets get really tight, I think that was kind of a concern for me coming out. You look at some of the numbers, like his splits, like when he was kept clean versus under pressure, were pretty insanely different. I think he just had two big-time throws and eight turnover-worthy plays when he was under pressure last season. Playing at Ohio State, you know, obviously you got a lot of talent around you. That's going to be different when you kind of level the playing field in the NFL.
Derek, let's look at wide receiver here. They kept the five that everyone thought they would. There's been guys that have been cut today that have links to Aaron Rodgers, like Malachi Corley in New York. MVS got cut by Seattle. They were together in Green Bay, obviously. How about those guys kicking the tires on them, but also the trade market? You've got Jacoby Myers out there upset with his status in New England. So what do you want the Steelers to do, and then what do you think they will do at wide receiver here?
Well, I think the Steelers need to make a move. Just a couple quick tidbit notes on some of the guys that you mentioned. I think with Malachi Corley, he was a guy that Aaron Rodgers liked a lot pre-draft last year. I think he actually had a quote saying that was actually his favorite receiver
in the
draft.
We played it. He did say that. We had that today. Yep.
Yeah. But with Corley, very underdeveloped just in terms of route running skills. He's a guy that was really good with the ball in his hands in college, but he needed to become like an actual receiver. It's kind of like one of those college unfortunate situations where they needed to get the ball in his hands at all, you know, at all counts, but they never really took the time to help him develop his route running. And you kind of saw that last year with him not really being able to get on the field. It's kind of tough because he's not a guy that's not really the skill set that I would say that the Steelers are missing the most right now. Mm-hmm. They kind of need somebody that can move the chains or has a little bit of size to them. So Jacoby Myers, I think that it's kind of like become a running bit on social media that I'm like president of his fan club. I think he's a outstanding wide receiver too, and somebody that, you know, can move the chains. He's got positional versatility, can play inside, outside. You know, he can run those in breakers. He can separate versus man coverage, good at settling versus zone. He just doesn't have like the top tier athleticism in terms of being like one of those true alpha, you know, difference maker types. But the Steelers have a ton of speed. Like, that's one thing they have in their wide receiver room with DK and all these smaller receivers that can really stretch it vertically and horizontally. They need just somebody that can get open and move the sticks. And Myers is about as reliable as it comes in that regard because of the way he gets the football. Just super reliable. So that's the move that I would say they need to try to make. Now, whether they're actually willing to pay the price or not for him, I'm just not sure that I believe that they'll do that.
Just as a sidebar, it feels like Corley would be somebody better served to go the Ty Montgomery route and actually start trying to play running back in the NFL, given what he does and doesn't do well, based on your evaluation of him. I know that's not like a, you know, a change you just make overnight, but it sounds like if the guy can't run routes but he's electric when the ball is in his hands, that's what I would do if I were a team picking him up.
The Steelers and don't need that.
Well, I know they don't need that. I'm just saying broad. This is more of like an aside, Derek. Just broadly speaking, I would say, okay, you're going to learn how to play running back, pal, because it sounds like you're not really picking up receiver.
Yeah, and I think I've already seen some of that stuff floating around on social media that, you know, oh, well, this type of player is, you know, maybe Arthur Smith's type, you know, the way that he would use Cordarrelle Patterson, you know, out of the backfield, design touches, screens, things like that. I mean, they brought in Kenny Gainwell to do some of those same things, good right? point. And they also have Jonnu Smith. You look at Jonnu's production last year with the Dolphins. I mean, like, I think he led the NFL by leaps and bounds in terms of production on screen passes, and that's like he's kind of that same player too. So it just gets a little bit of redundancy in terms of skill sets, and that's kind of their problem right now in the receiver room. It's like Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson have a lot of similarities, so you kind of need somebody to do something different, and that's why I think Myers makes a lot of sense to me.
All right, Derek, let's move to the defensive line. You watched the tape all preseason. How excited should Steelers fans be about Y.A. Black?
Extremely. If you would have told me a couple months ago that he was going to be by far their most impressive rookie in the preseason, I would have, like, just laughed in your face, to be honest with you. The things that he did in college already quickly translated just in terms of being able to use his mass. He's a difficult dude to move off the line of scrimmage, collect blocks, keep the linebackers free, just really active in the run game, making plays. He had 6 stops throughout the preseason. That was actually most among all rookies in the NFL with 6, so according to PFF. And, you know, but I think the really exciting part is the development that you've seen in a really short time, which is really a courtesy to his, you know, his work ethic and also Carl Dunbar. Like, his pad level's a little bit better now, which is always going to be a challenge for him at playing at, you know, 6'6". And then you're also seeing some pass rush chops that we just quite frankly didn't see at all through Iowa. I mean, the power swim move that he had, you know, for his first pressure last week was just really impressive. Showed a lot of nuance, you know, being able to grab the shoulder pads, swim over the top. So, I mean, he had good reps against starters, and then whenever he went up against backups, he dominated them. So I don't know how you couldn't be extremely encouraged. It's just preseason. You always got to add that caveat, but Steelers fans should be really hyped up about that.
Derek, if you could draw up a package for the Raiders for Myers that you think they'd actually listen to and think about, maybe there's a player in there and a draft pick, what would you do?
I mean, at the deadline last year when he was not necessarily publicly available, but I know they were getting calls about him, I said that they probably should have did a 4th-round pick at the deadline for him. This year, I mean, he's got 1 year left on his contract. He's severely underpaid, so he does need an extension once you do that. But he's 29 years old, so I would have no problem, you know, giving up a 4th-round pick. I know they're being kind of stingy with their 2026 capital just because I think everybody, you know, pretty much understands that they're going to be moving up for a quarterback in next year's draft. But, yeah, a mid-round pick and then a market-level extension to pay him like a really highly paid, you know, wide receiver too, because I think that's the caliber of player he is, and he's a perfect complement, really detail-oriented to DK that you can roll with in the over the next several years.
What do you think that money is per year, Derek?
I would need to look at it. I mean, it's probably mid to upper teens on the AAV, okay. But that's probably like what you're looking at. But I mean, you know, with all this draft capital, it's good to have it, and obviously I understand why they want to probably keep it. But at the same time, you go into next offseason, Calvin Austin is a free agent. We still, you know, got to wait and see what Roman Wilson is. But one of those picks is probably – at least one of those picks is going to be used on a wide receiver anyway, right? Now, if you go into next year and the offensive line takes a few steps forward, which we kind of saw a little bit in the preseason, you get, you know, DK and Jacoby Myers for this new quarterback to throw to. I think you're putting him in a pretty – advantageous, you know, ecosystem. So, Yeah, I'm definitely like 2 feet in on that boat. I'm just hoping they pull the trigger.
Derek Bell.
I got one more real quick one for the sickos only out there, Derek. Anybody that you've already seen on other rosters who that has been cut loose that you would love to see the Steelers try to snag on waivers, since you love to talk about that bottom of the roster churn?
There is, I honestly don't, I'm going to butcher the pronunciation on his name because I've only seen him on all 22 and there's no audio, but there's a tackle for the Chiefs that was cut. I think it's Issa Pole or Pole. It's spelled P-O-L-E. He was a tackle. He's an undrafted free agent, but had it, you know, he's definitely got some athletic tools. He was pretty solid in the preseason. I think PFF charted him as like one of their best guys in terms of, I don't even think he allowed a pressure. I was kind of surprised that he didn't make their roster. He was somebody that kind of floated across my timeline actually last week, kind of jotted his name down. But they actually ended up the report out there from the Star is that they want to bring him back on the practice squad. But, you know, those type of guys that, you know, offensive tackles, definitely a long transition to the league. And if guys can come in and even hold their own in the preseason, usually those guys are one of the, you know, 2% of guys that actually do get claimed off waivers. So I would keep an eye on that. I'm sure I'll probably scour the rest of the cuts over the next hour or two and find some more names. But that's kind of a real sicko shout out.
All right, Derek. We thank you. We appreciate it, man. Good stuff.
Thanks, Derek.
Derek Bell.
Yep.
We caught Pony with his pants down here, Malzie.
What pants down?
We came back and there was just nothing.
Well, yeah,
because
we were arguing about Chris potentially being a cheater and the name came.
Wait, did you say the pants down thing, Donnie, on the air or off? Because if Pony said
on the air.
Okay, I thought you said it off the air, which meant if Pony had just come back with what pants down, it would have been a perfect, perfect blind cold open.
Hey, need a spot to see the Savannah Bananas game this weekend? Try the garage at Nova Place. Nova Place is just steps away from PNC Park, a short walk to Acrisure Stadium. Located along South Commons, prepay and reserve your parking at Nova Place Garage on ParkWiz. The best part is easy exits in any direction after your event without getting stuck in traffic near the stadiums. Plus, they offer hassle-free mobile payment to avoid any lines or delays while exiting the garage. Nova Place, offering parking for all events on the North Shore, sports events, concerts, and more. The name game. Joel Nelson, Nelly, is here to officiate. Pretty easy concept. There's a category that gets presented to us. A member of the 93.7 The Fan family. Picked two categories for us earlier today. We will go back and forth here, the three of us, me, Malzi, Donnie, until one of us runs out of names and can't get an answer. So far this year, Malzi has lost 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
I have lost 6 times, and Donnie has lost 4. Or 5, excuse me.
5, because he lost last week, too. Man, the people at the station who are coming up with these categories are the real MVPs, but you keep that under lock and key,
well,
man.
Well, it differs. It's not a consistent person.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like something from like a spy or a caper movie. You keep moving around the target here.
Nelly, what is category one?
Number one, Heisman winners.
Have we done this one?
I feel like we did that, but let's try it.
Let's do it again.
Go ahead, Malzi.
Troy Smith.
Yeah, because that was 2005. Right?
Yeah, he won it.
We do you not have a list in front of you now?
I do. I knew it wasn't. I knew it happened.
Correct. Yeah, he won one.
Archie Griffin.
Twice.
Yep.
Bryce Young.
Yes.
Malz?
Jason White. Much to my dismay.
Yes.
Johnny Manziel.
Yes. That happened twice, right?
No.
There's only one two-time winner.
Yeah.
Well,
I know who was twice.
Yeah, it was Archie Griffin, who we already said.
Yes.
Don, you just want the freebie that he burped out there?
Oh, I didn't hear him say one. Okay, I was writing the names
perfect.
Down.
Perfect.
Devonta Smith.
Yes.
Tim Tebow.
Good job.
Where'd you get that bright idea, yeah. Malzi?
I don't know. Just came to me as if in a dream.
RG3.
Yes.
Isn't he the guy who for a while won it with the worst record for his team? Like they were a 3-loss team.
Maybe.
That year?
Maybe not.
Now, am I going to get screwed here if I...
No vacated Heismans matter here.
So I can say Reggie Bush?
Yes, the guy won the Heisman. Vacated stuff, just very quickly here, vacated anything like that is BS and always has been. Okay?
You're up, Malzi. Get off your soapbox and answer the next one, please.
I will go with Desmond Howard.
That's Desmond Howard, 91.
Hello, Heisman.
Cam Newton.
Yes.
Back to Don. Heisman Trophy winners in the name game.
I think this guy won. I mean, it was before my time. Gino Toretta.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Give me Tony Dorsett.
Oh, man, I can't believe it took us that long.
I mean, we got to Gino Toretta before we got to Dorsett.
I agree.
It's kind of bad.
It's a bad job by us. All right, who would I want to go with next year?
I don't know, but you should start thinking about it.
Travis Hunter.
Yeah, last year.
Don?
I know, I'm looking at the list.
Oh, like that you've what list
that I wrote.
He's been writing.
Yeah.
Because I'm writing it in real time, too.
Same.
All right,
I'll start the clock.
Kind of looking at that list for a while.
Leinart won one, right?
Oh, yeah. Proof that anyone can win a Heisman. We didn't say this guy yet.
Yes.
Now, why am I looking at it all funny?
I don't know.
Adrian Peterson.
No?
Yes! A loss for Malzi.
That was one I was worried about in the midst of the 2000s. He's like an all-time great player to not win one.
Oh!
Because I think Leinart beat him.
Sweet sassy molassie.
Do you want to know the other name? What's the other name I had written down on my, I can use these right now? John Cappelletti.
Yep, that would have counted.
Yeah, no.
Oh, boy.
Do you know why, Nelly? Where did he win it?
We are.
Going to beat Nevada by more than 44 on Saturday, right?
Is that the spread?
As if you don't know, Nelly. Don't play dumb with us.
Look at Nelly giving that little look.
I have no clue.
Nelly.
I wouldn't be shocked.
The score is 49-3. Nelly goes, and some of our friends in the desert are very interested in that final touchdown.
He might
touchdown.
Tease that down a little bit. He'll throw a couple of games
Man,
into that
I
parlay.
Am such a...
Yeah.
There were a lot of like.
Thank goodness,
because
I was
too.
Getting a little bit worried about the names popping
well,
into
the
my head.
Well, the stupid thing was, I was like, oh, I'll take the layup here, because in my, I just, like, what is that? I don't even know what it's called, but, like, I just assumed it had happened. I had all the USC guys from, like, the 70s that I could have said.
OJ, he got his type
Charles
taken.
White.
Yep.
Well, and another name that I feel falls into
Didn't
that category.
Didn't Paul Hornig win it?
Yep.
Didn't Rashan Salaam win it?
He did.
Why the hell wasn't I saying those names?
The other, like, modern name I feel that falls into that Peterson category is Trevor Lawrence.
How about Lamar like extremely, Action Jackson?
Extremely
Halsey.
Decorated.
How about you shut the hell up, Pony? How about that?
All right, what's next here,
Son
Nell?
Of a...
List of Premier League teams.
Premier League soccer teams?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay.
This might be me and Donnie like Zeus. For great gods.
I'm a big Zeus guy.
We might be out of this in two.
So who starts here?
Because I lost, so Pony should start,
yep.
Right?
Manchester United.
That has to, absolutely.
Yeah, just, yeah. Donnie next.
Next.
Next. This is current because
yes.
Teams fall in and
yes,
out.
Yeah,
yeah
see, I have no clue who's like in or out.
Me
I just
neither.
Know like a handful of the teams. Manchester City, are they in there?
Yeah, that's right above it.
Liverpool.
That has to be.
Yes, it
I'm
is.
Not, I'm not even going
to
look.
You don't need to look. Oh, I need a win bad here.
Arsenal?
Yeah. He knows all these, by the way, as usual.
No,
he's
I
sandbagging.
Don't.
The Gunners.
How about Chelsea? They in there?
You would think so.
You would think so.
I'm just checking it at me.
You would think so.
I'm going to say that's right.
Yes, it is. They're in. Tottenham Hotspur.
Yes.
Man, I'm already up, you know what, creek here.
Oh, you're gonna easily get one here after. Yeah.
Donnie! This isn't like Major League Baseball or the NFL. Teams slide in and out. I'm not sure if these teams are still in. I know they played English soccer. I have zero clue if they're still in the highest division of English soccer. Crystal Palace?
I've never heard of them. But maybe.
Oh, they've been in, but it's going to be interesting if they're still in.
Are they out?
Oh, man, please. I want him to lose.
Damn
so
it, they're
bad.
Out, aren't
these
they?
These are active
no,
teams.
This is active Premier League.
They're out. Look at the way he's looking at his screen
no,
right
he's,
now.
He's
they're gone.
Joel's got to do a Control
Come on,
F.
Nelly!
Have you ever heard of Control F, Nelly?
That's what I have here.
Damn it.
Oh, please. I want him to lose so bad.
I know you do, Chris.
The English Premier League, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, Crystal Palace is in.
Yes! Yes! Come on, Nelly! What kind of game show host are you?
Oh, let's go.
He's looking at that screen like our guy Vic, and I'm thinking, no, there's no... We might have gotten past one here.
I am saved by the bell, baby.
What an SOB.
I really hate his guts. I hate his
guts. I had the, you know.
You just need current Premier League table.
Just survive in advance. That's all you got to do, baby.
How many, okay, can I ask how many teams are actually in the active league?
Maybe 20?
I thought it was 20.
Maybe 20?
We've got 20.
2, 4, 6, 7 so far.
Yeah, it's okay. 20.
Man U, Man City, Liverpool, yeah, Arsenal, Chelsea.
Tottenham Hotspur
between
and Crystal
20 and 25.
Palace. Oh, Crystal Palace, baby.
You SOB. I can't honestly take that much like joy in you struggling because I'm so mad about the Heisman thing. I'm going to be screaming and MFing like myself.
You
lobbed it.
I don't know why I did it, though. And then I even looked at it and stopped short and was like, this doesn't look right. And then I just unforced error.
By the way, Donnie, you're on the clock right now.
Yeah,
buddy.
I know. He's going to pull one off. And then the guy who objectively knows more about this than you guys, I'm going to end up saying one that just got relegated.
We've gotten like the really well-known ones out of the way, I feel like.
Nelly, you can't be dropping hints like that for Donnie.
That's not a hint. Donnie doesn't know. Scotty doesn't know.
No, I feel like we named... I don't know. Like, Bayern Munich.
Yes, yeah, no. Baby, I'm safe. Was Everton? Nope. Is Everton still in there?
Yes.
Fulham?
Yes, right below it.
Now he's just showing off over here.
Hold on. Yeah.
He knows the whole
Wolverhampton. Well, he's got to get it back since he dropped Adrian Peterson.
I do.
Say that again?
Wolves or Wolverhampton?
Yeah, Wolves.
Wolves.
Yeah.
Okay, Wolves are in there. Sunderland?
Yes.
All right, Chris.
Stoke City.
How about Sunderland? Are they in there?
Sorry, say that again?
Sunderland's. Stoke City still in there?
Nope.
Okay.
The only thing that starts with an S is Sunderland.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Nell.
All right. 1-1, baby. That's all right.
So that means... you are still in last place, Malzi, with 8.
Thanks. Oh, good. You can count.
And now Donnie and I are tied with 6.
The win, not losing, feels way... I mean, just... The Heisman thing is going to bother me probably the rest of the night.
And it should.
Yeah, thank you.
There are a lot of, like, recent names as well.
Yes, I am aware of that, Nelly!
Nelly just...
There are a lot of guys you could have picked. Instead, you picked Adrian Peterson like a big idiot.
Nelly's sitting here.
I thought that's what you guys are going
to
do.
Trying to politely say, hey, Malzi, I would have done much better at this.